Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, El Paso County Assessor Mr. Steve Schleicher with his take on the failure of Proposition CC. Welcome, Mr. Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well, Ted. How are you doing this evening?
Well, I'm doing okay. We had a couple of visits, you and I, and during those visits, you talked about your uncertainty about CC and the effect it might have on, for example, senior homestead property tax exemptions if it were to pass.
Right. Well, and Ted, I tell you, it is my opinion that this was a victory for over 27,000 of our seniors that are currently enrolled in the senior homestead exemption. And thank you for allowing me to come on your show and, you know, and share my concern regarding Prop CC. And, you know, and as I mentioned to many of your listeners, is the concern I had was the future funding of the senior homestead exemption, which is a great benefit for our seniors. And if Prop CC were to pass, basically that funding, which is the excess TABOR revenues, would of course went to K-12 education, higher education, and transportation. But many folks in the community did not know that the current funding for the senior homestead exemption comes from, historically, from the excess TABOR revenues. So my concern was is if you're taking monies from one program and putting it to other programs, then where is the money for the senior homestead exemption going to be coming from? So I was elated, early in the evening when I started seeing the returns and received a handful of phone calls and emails from some seniors thanking us for getting the word out on this because they truly need the senior homestead exemption as property values are going up. You know, everything in our community is going up, but one thing that's not going up at the same rate is our seniors' income.
Absolutely. Anything about this that surprised you at all?
Not at all. In fact, I really started getting a good feeling when seniors were coming, walking into my office or calling me and just, you know, I was educating them on my concerns in regards to the funding. And they were extremely appreciative of the fact that I was sharing that information with them. But, you know, one thing I will share with you, Ted, I was really glad where folks were becoming informed. They were doing their background on it, and they were just basically looking into it. But I was glad to see that the Colorado voters came out and basically said, no, we're going to go ahead and keep our money, which I feel is, you know, if somebody's going to reach into my pocket and take my money, they should have to ask permission.
Okay. Moving forward then, do you see something like this hitting another ballot in the near future? And if you thought you saw that coming, what would you do to try to influence the policy that's contained in this that would feed into protection of the senior homestead exemption?
Ted, that is a great question. Yes, currently the senior homestead exemption is under attack at our state legislature. What they really want to do is they want to try to get rid of it and turn it into an income tax piece, in which at that point I do hold some major concern. Because many of our seniors in our community here that are currently in the senior homestead exemption don't even file an income tax return. So my concern would be, would they receive any kind of benefit whatsoever? I ran on the premise that I would sit there and fight for the sanctity of the senior homestead exemption. I will continually to do that. In fact, I'm actually working with some of our legislators, and you had Senator Bob Gardner and Representative Terry Carver on your show with me not too long ago talking about the medical necessity bill. We are going to be running a bill this year expanding the senior homestead exemption in a way where I have basically, in my 21 years in this office, have listened to stories that I have seen where seniors are moving because they can no longer go up or downstairs, or they're coming from other counties that are higher altitude to get to lower altitude, or they're moving from the Eastern Plains to be closer to their primary care physician or the VA clinic that we have here on Fillmore. But what happens is when they sell their property, they lose that exemption. So I feel as if a senior is moving due to a medical necessity, as the assessor, I should be able to take the current exemption and move it to their new property without having to wait that 10 years. So we're going to be working on that bill, and I'm extremely hopeful we'll get that passed for our seniors this year.
All righty, Steve Schleicher, El Paso County Assessor, we thank you for that look at the future and at the present. We will watch as this unfolds and get some updates from you along the way.
Absolutely. Ted, again, thank you so much. And I'm going to get some of those turkey chips. They sounded pretty good.
Turducken Pringles, my friend.
Absolutely, Ted. Well, thank you so much, Ted.
Good. And thank you, Steve. We appreciate you very much.